WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thoughts. Good thoughts. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
You sitting down, stand up real quick.
Like, you, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
We rushed to get here, and no one else is here with us. It's CB Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, cbradio.com. You can vote at greatthegreatdebate.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive. I'm the producer. That's the intern.
All right, so I'm going to jump in with a green one. What are you going to play next?
Yeah, blue four. Anyway,
you can't play a blue four on top of a green one. What the hell?
I you can do whatever you want in this made-up game. Hi, chat. We're here. We're live. Oh, it's CB Radio. Hey, okay. He got here. He got here just in the nick of time. The Excursor Soldier himself subway.
Well, I've been waiting, and I saw nobody was in there. I was actually sitting here at like 11:25, and then I was like, all right, you know, at 11:30, I'm like, okay. And so I'm going to go take a piss, go to the bathroom. You know, and I'm like, I hope these jabronis are here, man. I was on time this time.
We were in a hand of Uno, and you know how Uno goes.
Oh, you guys playing, did you get the Uno because it's like the Ubisoft Connect?
It's because
subscription, or did you buy it?
I bought Uno.
Nice.
We've been playing it for a few weeks.
And you've been playing on Xbox, right?
No.
Oh, what are you playing it on?
The computer.
Steam.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's what we've been doing. Anyway, we're here. We're live. I got questions apparently for you, Sub, or at least a question.
Golf was pretty good. That new PGA Golf on Game Pass, by the way, if anybody's into golf. But sure, go ahead, shoot.
I'm trying to find it. Matt, what the hell's your question? Because he's been wanting to ask a question for about... Oh, here it is. So there's apparently a pair of conjoined twins that are now married. To a dude.
Yeah, those girls are very popular. Very popular.
He apparently he's trying to process it, and he had a question. He's trying to figure it out how that all works. So Matt, what exactly is your question that I have to ask him? Because he's been tweeting me about it. But what's the exact?
Well, I know exactly who he's talking about too. So,
yeah, they're from the TLC show. Abby and Brittany.
They're
conjoined twins. He wanted you to answer something. So when it's good time. Tell me stuff in chat. So when it's go time, okay. So when it's go time, that's the first part of his statement. You can type a fuller statement, Matt, and then I can ask it in one question.
Dude, there was supposed video pictures of them where the one girl was like blowing a guy, like where they were both dating different guys, and like some picture, you know, got viral. Like I mean, it didn't look like a Photoshop. You know, it looked like one of them, you know, kind of sneak photos. You know, probably where they didn't know somebody was taking a picture. But that was That was like years ago when they had like just turned 18. I think they were like 18, 19, and it was right after like the TV show. So I think they were pretty young on the TV show. Did you type it yet?
Here, do they have the same X prices at the same time? Is that supposed to be experiences at the same time? Is that what you're trying to?
I believe so.
I'm trying to figure out the English on this question.
Like they share a body, so
yeah. So like, do they have the same experience at the same time? You would assume would be a mutual thing,
right? Yeah, they're both gonna get off. I mean, they're both gonna feel like even if like you were kissing one, I would imagine the other one's gonna be getting excited because the other one's getting excited. So you know, the shit's running through the body.
Yeah, you still have the same feeling.
Right, right.
Your brain may process a little bit differently, but you're still
think about it like it's just like two chicks are like attached. You know, that's all it is. Like if you're focused on one, you just gotta think like there's a whole nother chick. A whole nother brain attached with all the same feelings and shit. And, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, it would definitely be weird. Like, you know, kudos, though, I mean, for the dude. Like, you know, hey, he's a kinky motherfucker. I mean, like, they deserve it. Like, you know, in situations like that, you know, you feel bad. Like, there's a whole bunch of them out there. There's, like, that I don't know if you know who Mopati is from Freak Show American Horror Story, but she's the world's smallest woman. And she's literally, like, a baby in, like, you know, and in an adult brain. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how hard would that be to, like, you could never really realistically, like, you couldn't even date. Like, her situation, she can't date. Same with this other girl. What was her name? Ray something. Forget it. It's a girl, but basically she has that disease where she stopped growing at 11 years old. You know, and this girl is, like, frustrated. You know, like, you could, like, imagine having the mind of, like, a 25-year-old, but you're stuck in, like, an 11-year-old body. And, like, how you cannot physically date. You just can't do it. Like, you can't even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, that's got to be, like, you know, being trapped in that kind of body. So, like, you know, at least in their situation, I guess it's just a matter of, like, they both got to, like, compromise and, you know, got to like the guy enough. You know what I'm, like, I mean, you're stuck with each other. Like, that's got to be kind of insane, you know? Yeah. And, like, the one girl's really got it because, like, the one that's, like, I call her the attachment. And I know it's probably wrong or whatever. I don't know what they would call, but I think she's, like, the extra one, you know? Like, it's got to be even harder for her because, like, when she does stuff and, like everything's, like, complicated. You know, everything's, like, an ordeal. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to compensate for two people. Do they have four arms or it's she's not two heads, right? Like, doesn't she have like a body? Now I gotta look, damn it.
It's two heads.
I thought it was just two.
Two arms. Like, yeah.
Yeah, two heads, two necks, but the rest of it is one body.
Right, so pretty much just two heads. Yeah. I mean, that was all. I thought it was going to be something good.
He's been teasing about the question for a couple weeks. I hadn't.
I mean, anyway. There's some, you know, advantages to that if you think about it. I mean, it's kind of like dating two chicks. Yeah, I mean, like, one could be whispering in your ear while you're kissing one. I'm looking at her now. I mean, and he's a big dude. But God, imagine if they get into a fight. Or but if they're both pissed at you. Now they're both fucking yelling at you and shit. Nah, he's smart. He's happy, dude. Like, they're like, we got this. We figured it out. Yeah, it's just, it's literally two heads.
Does that answer your question, Matt? Does that help? Have you been waiting for the answer? Does that work?
What was this question again?
It's about the experience and stuff. You answered it pretty much what he wanted.
Okay.
And then some. So there we go.
So
with that, we're gonna go to the intern's corner.
Has the intern been watching Fallout?
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
What do we got?
And to answer Sub's question, no, I have not seen Fallout yet. Okay. So we have this week in wrestling, we've got celebrity birthdays, and then we have a very topical movie of the week this week for what our debate is going to be. In case you weren't there for CB Radio, you'll find out what the debate is in just a minute. So, this week in wrestling history, April 9th, 2000, Mike Awesome signs with WCW while he is the ECW champion. Put things into a little bit of a conundrum at that point.
And his career goes to shit afterwards.
Which then led to them having to do a match to get the ECW title off of him. So they sent Taz back to ECW to get the belt off of Mike Awesome.
But where was Taz working, Rock?
Taz was a WWE superstar. And then Taz would then have to lose the ECW title to someone in ECW. I don't remember who, though.
Wasn't it Masato Tanaka?
No, I don't think it was. I don't remember who Taz lost to.
Hang on just a second.
I want to think I think Dreamer?
ECW.
It might have been Dreamer. Because wasn't that when Raven came back? No, Raven came back and became tag champs.
Dreamer.
It was Tommy Dreamer.
It was Tommy Dreamer who then lost it immediately to Justin Credible at CyberSlam.
It was
Taz. Taz lost to Dreamer at CyberSlam, and then Credible beat him later that night.
Yeah. It was convoluted.
Went to Jerry Lynn, Carino, Sandman, Rent, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It was very convoluted.
Greg Austin would do that. Hella cool gimmick. That 70 got it. That's the fat chick killer thriller.
And then he was also Team Canada, don't forget.
He killed himself down here in Tampa, I believe, because I had seen him. He was, honestly, you know, I don't talk bad about too many people from my experience, but he was kind of a dick, man. Like, he wanted a private dressing room, and he didn't want to, like, meet any of the boys. Like, he, not one person in the back. He just went straight to his little area, and I'm like, man, you ain't no fucking Ric Flair, dude. I mean, FMW, like, I was a big fan of his from FMW, you know what I'm saying? Him and Masato Tanaka were badass matches. Like, I don't know. That kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Like, that's kind of prick, you know what I'm saying? New Jack was cool as fuck, and at that time, New Jack was probably way more famous than, like, Awesome, you know?
I mean, he is no Ezekiel Jackson in terms of being an ECW champion.
Greatest of all time.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, he did kill. I think he killed himself not long after that show. Like, our show was, like, one of the last shows he did.
Okay, moving on.
1 year later. Or, I'm sorry, one day later after Awesome signed with WCW. April 10th, 2000. It was the Monday night, Monday Nitro reset when Eric Bischoff and Vince Russo took over and immediately vacated every title they had on the brand.
Are you done yet? What? Was the phrase Eric Bischoff came out and said when Vince Russo was in the ring. He was like, are you finished yet? And they were like trying to set up this beef between the two, and then they were together.
Well, of course.
They brought up the scissors and everything, and it was such a billionaires versus whatever.
The New Blood versus the Billionaires Club.
Yeah, it was special.
Which is really funny, because you would figure with a group called the Billionaires Club, they wouldn't be the faces.
I think it was the Millionaires, not Billionaires. I think it was Millionaires.
Well, you know what I mean, though. Like, in TNA, the Main Event Mafia were not the good guys. They were the assholes who had been around too long and just thought they ruled everything. So when you have the Millionaires Club, it's all the veterans that, you know, you would expect to be the heels. But no, it was all the upstart guys. Go figure.
Well, it was a terrible name. Anyway, continue.
Well, it was also a terrible stable, the New Blood.
Yeah.
Next up, April 11th, 1999. DDP wins his first ever world title at Spring Stampede, beating Hogan, Flair, and Sting in a four-way match. Good on DDP. Didn't they just do his, or maybe it's just coming up, his biography?
Probably. I don't know.
That's a pretty big career defining win right there over Hogan, Flair, and Sting.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
You would think so, but no one ever talks about it. So, only really that big
of a deal. He won the belt a couple times after that. Like, he was the main event world title guy at that point, right? And, you know, kind of stayed that way.
Which is funny because
You've already established.
DDP was basically the NWO person. Because as much as you want to say Sting, don't forget he joined the Wolfpack. It's like DDP was the only one who like never joined.
Right, even Booker T joined at one point, didn't he?
In the WWE version.
Mm. Oh, not in WCW?
No, I don't think
he ever joined there because he was always Misfits in Action, and then he...
Yeah, I know the Steiners did. That's when he got his own. And pretty much everybody at one point, like you said, did.
That was the problem. April 11th, 2011, after beating Alberto Del Rio for the title, Edge had to announce his retirement due to neck issues.
Okay.
But he came back!
Yep.
And now he's giving really, really awkward promos on Dynamite.
Just stick to acting, dude. Like, they're going to AEW. Like, just stop, man. Come on.
And then, finally, April 13th.
AEW, sorry. Go ahead.
1997. ECW held their first ever pay-per-view, barely legal in company history. The main event saw Terry Funk win the ECW title from Raven, but he had to qualify earlier in the night during a three-way dance featuring the Sandman and Stevie Richards. So we got to see Terry Funk win the ECW title after his, what, third retirement?
Something like that.
So, something along those lines.
Like, what was he, like 50-something years old doing moonsaults on the fucking, like, boards with barbed wire?
Yep. All right. Celebrity birthdays. First up, we have an actor, stuntman. He's known for things such as Rush Hour, the remake of The Karate Kid, Super Cop. It's Jackie Chan.
Ooh,
You've seen those, right, Rock?
I've seen
Rumble in the Bronx.
I know who he is. So, 71.
Damn good, Rock. I was going to say 71. I'll go 72.
Oh, I should have gone the other way, 70.
I was going to go. That was my original thought. But I was like, well, you know what? I mean, he was up there.
Matt said 58. You know, that's a little off.
Yeah, that was 12 years off. That
yeah, he's been making movies a long fucking time, dude.
All right, next up, she was in the remake of Charlie's Angels. But she's most known for showing absolutely no emotion or acting ability in the Twilight series. It's Kristen Stewart.
Has she ever been any kind of like acting? Like, I think, I don't know, I think she just is dull and everything. Like, ooh, I'm a rabbit.
35?
34.
Matt, Matt's at 54.
She's what?
I think 34. You're
34. Matt, what are you smoking, Matt? What's your blood called?
So, anyway, 34. Good call.
34.
Next up, we have an actress. She was in the most recent remake of Murder on the Orient Express. She was in the recent Space Wars movies, Rock, as Rey.
Trek Wars,
thank you. Daisy Ridley.
No idea who that is. no idea who that is at all. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's all she's really done is Star Wars in that one movie.
I couldn't even, I don't even know a face to, like, even.
I'm going to say 28.
You say 28?
I know she was pretty young when she started the Star Wars movies.
30?
31. Very close. Oh. All right. Next up, he's been Hellboy. He's been Red Guardian. In the Black Widow movie, and he's also Hopper from the Stranger Things show on Netflix, David Harbour.
I liked him in the Red Guardian, but God, his Hellboy just, for them trying to say, oh, we're not going to make it like Ron Perlman, where he's kind of like funny, and it's like, well, yes, you did. You did the exact same character as how Hellboy was supposed to be. Why the fuck didn't you just get fucking Ron Perlman and make it a third one, you know? So stupid. That was a, and the story was just bad. Like, he was a descendant of fucking King Arthur or something. I was like, get the fuck out of here. This asshole is probably, I'm going to say 50.
I was going to say 50, so 49, but I didn't see anything of what you just said. So, anyway.
Good job, Rock. 49.
God damn it. I'm the one that's supposed to go one lower. I should let Rock take 50.
All right. Next up, she is a former pop star. of the early 2000s. She that's was also
helpful. What? You go. I said that's a helpful one. Early 2000s.
She was also in A Walk to Remember. She was in the NBC show This Is Us. She was the voice of Rapunzel from Tangled.
Which doesn't Mandy help Moore. Me at all. Mandy I know, Moore?
I know who Mandy Moore is. 40.
39.
40. GG's Rock. Mm-hmm. Next up, okay, you're gonna know, you should know these last three, I think.
Well, the first few I didn't, so.
First up, he is from Married with Children. He was also in Modern Family. Ed O'Neill.
You mean the guy from Little Giants?
Yeah, the coach from Little Giants. There you go.
Rick Moranis. He
may have been.
No, he was. I'm being sarcastic. He definitely was. He was the cop. The booty time across the USA.
77.
Ed O'Neill was fucking hysterical.
77.
76. 78. God damn it, I was gonna say that. See, I gotta go with my first intuition, man.
Okay. Rock is going to know this person from two different shows, and I know he watches them. From House and Once Upon a Time, Jennifer Morrison.
I know them. I know those shows.
Yes, you do know those shows. I know because we've talked about them.
I've been rewatching that show.
Which one, House or Once Upon
a Time? Once Upon a Time.
Oh.
It's on Disney Plus.
Last season sucks.
Yeah, it does. I'm not there yet.
Like Game of Thrones. The last season sucks.
The reboot. 45.
I think that was a really good show. I've been meaning to watch it.
Anyway, how old is she?
What'd you say, Rock?
I said 45.
Congratulations, 45.
Sub didn't even make a guess, so... I mean,
well, you said how old?
No, I was asking Sub how old she was.
Oh, well, shit.
I don't even know who you're talking about, so it's fine, dude.
And finally, for our last birthday, he's the original Hellboy... He's also been in things such as Pacific Rim and
Conan. What's something Rock would have seen?
He's from Sons of Anarchy.
Okay, keep going.
Season of the Witch, Name of the Rose, Blade. He was in Blade.
Okay, cool.
Enemy at the Gates.
Like his jaw is real huge.
Okay, what's his name?
Ron Perlman.
I've heard the name Ron Perlman. I'd have never seen... Any of those
74.
Things that you, 75. I've never seen any of the works you just said. But anyway.
All times.
He is 54.
Yeah, ooh. I knew I went way too high.
If you saw him, you'd probably recognize him, Rock. He has a distinct look about him.
Yeah, he was in Ice Pirates, dude. I love that movie.
See, I went with... Okay. I thought Sub would have been spot on with it. I guess not.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about I was going way too high, but I honestly didn't really think he was like close to my age. I thought he was a lot older, but he's looked like the same forever. So
he just looks older no matter what.
Yeah, he has that little bit of an older, like even when he was young, like what, like look up Ice Pirates and the picture. He's in the picture. You can see it's like he still looks like a fucking grown
Ice
adult.
Pirates. Huh? Ice Pirates, you said?
Ice Pirates. Yeah.
What was his name?
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
P-E-R-L-M-A-N.
How old was he?
54.
Sub had it right, apparently, because I'm not looking him up. 74.
My bad. Data entry error.
Oh, how old is he?
74. My bad.
Oh, shit.
I'm looking up the movie you just said. I was like, I clicked his name. It's like, it says
that's
74.
83, right? Ice Pirates is like 1983 and shit.
Yeah, 84, yeah.
84, yeah.
All right.
Just, been around forever.
All right. And our movie of the week this week is Jerry Maguire from 1996. So it's topical because Tom Cruise stars in the movie, but the original person that the role was written for was Tom Hanks.
And tonight's Greater Than Great Debate is Cruise versus Hanks.
Yep, the Cruise versus Hanks films.
You know, I don't know, Brent. I don't know if I can trust you anymore. I don't know if I want to play this game. I don't even know you haven't been lying about other people's ages.
All right, so Sub's going to take over.
Anyway, continue.
So, movie trivia for Jerry Maguire of 1996. The parts of Dorothy and then Jerry Maguire were originally written for Winona Ryder and Tom Hanks. Hanks was unable to commit to the project due to his work on That Thing You Do, being, you know, in it and directing it. And Ryder was able to commit to the movie, but when screen tests were done with Tom Cruise and her, they, quote, looked like they were brother and sister when they were standing together. So they made a change.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cameron Crowe, the director, took so long writing the screenplay, he felt that the original choice for the title character, Tom Hanks, was too old to play the part by the time this movie was ready to be made. Besides that, Hanks had just won back-to-back Oscars and was in the midst of acting and directing in That Thing You Do, also 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Renee Zellweger admitted that the day she was cast in the movie, it had been so long since she had worked that when she went to the ATM, she did not have enough balance in order to make a withdrawal. Damn.
Bam.
Jonathan Lipnicki, who played her son in the movie, showed up to set one day telling everyone, quote, the human head weighs 8 pounds. Director, producer, and writer Cameron Crowe liked it so much that he wrote it into the script. Speaking of Lipnicki, the scene with him and Tom Cruise first talking in the living room for the first time was completely ad-libbed. Cameron Crowe wanted to create a genuine feel between the two and did so by not having written dialogue for that particular scene. Renee Zellweger auditioned 3 times for the movie with Tom Cruise and later received a personal phone call from Cameron Crowe while she was attending the Sundance Film Festival. Crowe thanked her for her time, and she thanked him for being considered. And just as the call was about to end, Cameron Crowe asked, well, do you want the job? End quote. Cameron Crowe's friends told him that Tom Cruise would, quote, never play a loser, end quote. It turns out Cruise was dying to portray a character that was on the ropes. Well, there we go. Renee Zellweger's famous line, you had me at hello, served as the inspiration behind Kenny Chesney's 1999 single with the similar name, You Had Me From Hello. In 2005, Renee Zellweger married Kenny Chesney, only to have it annulled 4 months later. And that's the corner!
I mean, that's kind of sad that it, you know, it's all that quickly. I'm just saying. Anyway, that would be a corner. All right, it's time now for the Greater Than Great Debate.
It is time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
Cruise versus Hanks. Should be a very interesting collection of movies. The Tanks at the top, like the first movie you'll hear to start, and then it will be a Cruise movie as the second movie.
All right. And we are officially kicking off season 5 of the Greater Than Great Debate with this tournament.
Indeed.
So we're going to start with round 1. Rock, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. We're good to go.
Okay. Just making sure because you're the one counting all the votes. So round 1, in our Hanks movie, we have Apollo 13. In our Cruise movie, we have Edge of Tomorrow, otherwise known as Live, Die, Repeat.
Wait, I'm sorry. Edge of Tomorrow, and what was the first one?
Apollo 13.
I was spacing out there for a minute. Ooh. Here's what you do. Yeah, no pun intended. Yeah, fuck it. Pun intended. Apollo 13 was cool. Edge of Tomorrow, I didn't like Edge of Tomorrow the first time I had watched it. I don't know, just something didn't. And then I watched it again, and I was like, yeah, this actually wasn't a bad movie, you know? I was like, all right, it's kind of, you know, mind fuck.
Okay, that's actually really funny that you put it that way.
Why?
That you watched it again?
Yeah, I had to, give
it. What's the movie about?
Oh, right, yeah. Like, it's a loop, basically. The loop. Repeat over and over again. Yeah, so that was cool. I guess I'll go Edge of Tomorrow. I don't remember much of Apollo 13, to be honest, anymore.
I'll go Apollo 13, but I may have to rewatch Edge of Tomorrow again to appreciate it.
And Apollo 13 moves on. Before you get to the next one, Rob is here.
Hey-o!
Oh, hello.
So, to catch Rob up, because we just started the Greater Than Great Debate, it's Tom Hanks versus Tom Cruise movies.
Oh.
Hanks so first movie, Cruise second movie.
Yep, okay. To start with. Anyway.
All right.
We should be able to go off the movies anyway. If we don't know, you know, pretty bad. But good.
We have one or two. Turner and Hooch taking on Night and Day.
Turner and Hooch.
Hooch.
Who's got the Hooch?
Moves on. Next.
Sleepless in Seattle. Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible. Dun, 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 dun.
Am I
Brian?
Sure, I'll go Mission Impossible.
Moves on. Next.
that thing you do, which we just talked about, kind of taking on Days of Thunder.
Oh, Days of Thunder. We're eating ice cream. We're eating ice cream.
That thing you do.
Thunder.
Oh, gotta love the race cars. That was one of Tom Hanks' best movies. I mean, Tom Cruise. Hey, at least I caught myself. At least I actually heard it that time. Rob? Come on, Rob. Days of Thunder or fucking Something About Mary? Or some, it's not Something About Mary. That was a good movie.
Days of Thunder.
Moves on. Charlie Wilson's War, Jack Reacher.
Whoa, what's he reaching for? I'll go with the reach around. Goddamn cursing.
Reacher, I barely knew her.
Reach around, I barely knew him, Rob.
Reacher and what?
Charlie Wilson's War.
Believe it or not, yeah, I haven't heard of
that. We'll go Mr. Charlie.
Right.
Reacher.
Moves on, next.
Toy Story, Vanilla Sky.
Toy Story, one for Woody.
You got a friend in me.
Next.
The Burbs, Lions for Lambs.
Burbs.
Burbs. That's a great movie.
Next.
Nothing in Common, Rock of Ages.
Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Ages.
Nothing in Common.
Next.
Into round number twos, Apollo 13, Turner and Hooch.
13.
Turner and Hooch.
Apollo 13.
Hooch.
13 moves on. Next.
Mission Impossible, Days of Thunder.
Impossible.
Days of Thunder.
Impossible.
Thunder.
Impossible moves on. Next.
Jack Reacher, Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Toy.
Mm-hmm. Moves on. Next.
The Burbs, Rock of Ages.
Ages.
Burbs.
Burbs.
Rock.
Hmm? Oh, Rock. Rock of Ages moves on. Next.
Apollo 13, Mission Impossible.
Possible.
13.
13.
Impossible.
Impossible moves on. Next.
Toy Story, Rock of Ages.
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Easy. Next.
Mission Impossible, Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Toy.
Woody.
Moves on. Next.
Back into round number one. Big, Far and Away.
Oh.
Big.
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 Moves on. Next.
Polar Express, A Few Good Men.
You know, that would have went down way different if there was girls in here voting. Polar Express and what?
A Few Good Men.
Polar.
Polar.
A Few Good Men. You couldn't handle my answer.
Right?
A Few Good Men.
Does not move on. Next.
Angels and Demons, Top Gun, Maverick.
Maverick. Top Gun.
Maverick.
Angels and Demons.
Is that Maverick. The first one or the second one?
Second.
That's the second one.
Okay.
Brent, you went.
Maverick.
Moves on. Next.
Punchline, Legend.
Oh, Legend. For sure. I love that movie.
Legend.
Legend.
Legend. Moves on. Next.
Saving Mr. Banks, The Last Samurai.
the Last Samurai, I guess. Yeah.
Last Samurai. Sure.
Moves on. Next.
Philadelphia, The Firm.
Philadelphia.
Firm. I'll go Firm.
The Link.
The Firm moves on. Next.
Road to Perdition, Mission Impossible 2. Perdition.
Impossible?
I didn't really like the Road to Perdition very much.
So impossible for him.
Sequel. I've been meaning to watch Perdition, but I haven't got to it yet.
Dragnet, Valkyrie.
Dragnet.
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 Drag.
Moves on. Next.
Big, The Polar Express.
Big.
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 B-I-G.
Big moves on. Next.
Maverick, Legend.
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 Legend. Moves on. Next.
The Last Samurai, The Firm.
The Firm. I mean, The Firm.
Firm.
Samurai.
Firm.
Moves on. Next.
Mission Impossible 2, Dragnet.
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 Joe Friday.
Dragnet moves on. Next.
Big, Legend.
Big.
Legend.
Legend.
Legend moves on. Next.
The Firm.
That'd be fucking big.
The Firm, Dragnet.
Dragnet.
The Firm.
Right?
Dragnet.
Moves on. Next.
Hang on. Reload this real quick. Just a second. Here we go. Legend, Dragnet.
Legend.
Wait.
Legend.
Legend.
Did the Firm and Dragnet update?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's still showing as in progress on mine.
Yeah. What do you got?
Legend.
Moves on. Next.
All right. Back into round number ones, halfway through.
Ooh.
The Da Vinci Code, Top Gun. Top Gun.
Oh, Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Iceman.
That's like, that might be this round's Toy Story right there.
Next.
The Lady Killers, War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
Lady Killers.
Lady Killers.
Lady Killers. Next.
You've Got Mail, Born on the 4th of July.
You've Got Mail.
Born on the 4th of July.
Born.
Rob.
July 4th.
Moves on. Next.
Sully, Oblivion.
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 Sully.
Oblivion.
Oblivion. Moves on. Next.
Forrest Gump, Risky Business.
Ooh. Forrest Gump.
Oh, wow. These are two colossals going at it. Damn.
Forrest.
I want to say Risky Business, but yeah, if I got to go with Forrest.
Risky.
Forrest Gump moves on. Next.
A League of Their Own, Jack Reacher, Never Go Back.
A League of Their Own.
League of Their Own. No crying. No crying baseball.
A League of Their Own moves on. Next.
Bridge of Spies, Collateral.
Bridge of Spies and Collateral?
Yes.
Not seen either one.
Spies.
Collateral.
Collateral.
Rob.
Collateral.
Moves on. Next.
Sub. That's the one where he's a hitman and Jamie Foxx is in it as the taxi driver.
Oh, I think I remember that one.
The Money Pit, American Made.
Yeah, Money Pit. That was a good movie.
Money Pit.
Money Pit.
Moves on. Next.
Top Gun, Lady Killers.
Top Gun.
Lady
Volleyball
Killers.
Scene.
Top Gun moves on. Next.
Born on the 4th of July, Oblivion.
4th of July.
Born on the 4th of July.
Oblivion.
Born on the 4th of July.
Moves on. Next.
He was just a clone in Oblivion. He was a puppet. Wasn't a bad movie, though. It was actually interesting.
Next.
I mean, it made it that far.
Forrest Gump, A League of Their Own. This is actually a really good matchup.
Forrest Gump.
League of Their Own.
League of Their Own. Baseball.
Baseball moves on. Next.
Collateral. Wow. The Money Pit.
Money Pit.
Money
Pit. O De Niro.
Cannot believe Forrest Gump fell.
Money Pit moves on. Next.
Top Gun, Born on the 4th of July.
Top Gun.
The Gun.
Top Gun.
Goose. For Goose, man. It's for Goose.
Top Gun moves on. Next.
A League of Their Own, The Money Pit.
Money Pit.
Pit.
Sub.
I said League.
Money Pit moves on. Next.
Oh, wow.
Top Gun, Money Pit.
Gun.
Money Pit.
Buzz the Tower.
Fall through the floor.
Money Pit moves on.
Wow.
That's an upset.
Forrest Gump and Top Gun. Wow.
All right. Back into round number ones for the last set. The Terminal, Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
Show me the money.
Money, money, money.
Laquan.
Help me help you.
Millions of dollars.
Next.
The Green Mile. The Mummy.
Oh, the Green Mile, dude.
Green Mile.
Green Mile. The new Mummy was awful.
Yeah, it was the shit. They thought they were going to boot a whole franchise off of that.
I was going to say, is that supposed to have been a reboot of the...
Yeah, it was supposed to... They were going to do, like, Frankenstein and the Creature and, like a whole reboot of the old classics. And it was like, fuck that, dude. What are you guys doing?
Catch Me If You Can, Rain Man.
Oh, yeah, definitely Rain Man. Definitely Rain Man.
Yeah, Rain Man, yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen Werewolf by Night on Disney?
Catch Me If You Can, not Wapner.
Rain Man moved on. Next.
That's fine. Toy Story 2, Minority Report.
Two.
Minority Report.
Toy Story 2.
Rob?
I'll go Report.
Minority Report moves on. Next.
Saving Private Ryan, Interview with the Vampire.
Oh,
This is a big one.
Private
Ryan.
Yeah, I gotta go Saving Private Ryan, though.
Interview
Vampire is still a fucking great movie.
Ryan moves on. Next.
Castaway, Tropic Thunder.
I was waiting for Tropic Thunder. I gotta go Castaway because he's not really in very much of Tropic Thunder, but it was a great character.
I'm going Tropic Thunder over Castaway.
I mean, come on, dude. He acted on an island with a fucking coconut.
Rob, what do you got?
It was a volleyball.
A volleyball, but still, like an inanimate object. And Wilson.
He had a name.
Wilson. I'm still going Tom Cruise and Robert Downey Jr. in the same movie. Thank you.
Anyway, Rob.
I got to go Wilson.
Okay, next.
Captain Phillips, The Outsiders.
Oh, wait, why is The Outsiders? Oh, yeah. Holy fuck. I forgot that was going to be on here. Definitely The Outsiders.
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 Outsiders, move on. Next.
The Post, Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut. Good move. Post.
The Post?
Eyes Wide Shut, move on. Next.
Jerry Maguire, The Green Mile.
Maguire.
Green Mile. Do we have another bracket?
Nope.
Do we have another bracket?
Nope.
Why the fuck was Bachelor Party not on here?
Because it wasn't.
How the fuck do you have a Tom Hanks movies and you don't have the Bachelor Party? Jesus, for fuck's sakes. Wow, I am really, really disappointed. Just saying. It's like the movie that made Tom Hanks popular.
I mean, if you want to walk out, you can.
Oh, don't tempt me.
Your stuff will be taken from your cubicle before you have time to blink.
Anyway.
I am shocked at that, though.
Anyway, what do you got for this one?
Who is it again?
Jerry Maguire, Green Mile.
Oh, Green Mile.
Green.
Brent Green.
Yes.
Rob.
No, I'm taking Bachelor Party here.
Mile.
Green Mile moves on. Next.
Rain Man, Minority Report.
Rain Man.
Rain Man.
Minority.
Rain Man.
Rain Man moves on. Next.
Saving Private Ryan, Castaway.
Ryan. I mean, all that other movie was just some guy on a fucking beach with a volleyball. You like that? I spun that different this time.
What are you going with?
Yeah, another movie. They'd wish that they were all alone on an island with a volleyball.
I went Private Ryan.
Private Ryan moves on. Next.
He's taking my dick and clams and stuff.
Outsiders. Eyes Wide Shut.
Outsiders.
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 Move on. Next.
Green Mile, Rain Man.
Rain Man.
Green Mile.
Rain Man.
Rob?
I'll go with the second one.
Yeah. Definitely the second one. Yeah.
Next. Yeah. Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan, The Outsiders.
Ryan.
Oh. Yeah, I gotta go Ryan on this one.
Ryan.
Sub died.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
He's a cat.
He is a cat. Yeah,
Brent is a cat. Yes. Brent is in fact a cat. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Rain Man and Saving Private Ryan.
Rain Man.
I mean, where do you really go from here?
Cats. Definitely cats.
Mm-hmm. Definitely cats.
Meow, meow.
Brian.
Rain Man moves on. Next.
All right, our semis. First up, Toy Story and Legend.
Toy Story.
At least Legend. I am impressed that Legend made it this far. I'm surprised you guys all voted for Legend. I really am.
I'm not. I grew up with that movie.
I'm still voting for Legend.
Although, I'm Legend over Toy Story.
Yeah.
All right. You're both voting Legend? Is that what I heard?
Yes.
All of us.
That's not all of us. Anyway, Legend moves on. Next.
Well, I know. Us, not you, but all of us.
It was 3-2, to be fair. It was 3-2.
The Money Pit, Rain Man.
Oh, shit. Money Pit's another shocker.
Money Pit.
It's not Wapner. It's not Wapner. Fish sticks.
It is Wapner, yeah. Rob, go for silence. Oh. And
what we got?
Money Pit, Rain Man.
And the Money Pit.
Oh, Pit.
Money Pit moves on.
Wow.
Okay, Rock.
How it works. It's how
I want
works.
You to look at her two semis, and I want you to look at her final.
Yeah, it worked out.
I think there was one tournament in which something like this didn't.
Yeah.
I think it was the Chiefs one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like all one sided.
Yeah.
No. So, at the end, but mainly at the end.
Very end. So our main event tonight in our Tom Cruise Tom Hanks Battle Royal is Legend featuring Tom Cruise and the Money Pit featuring Tom Hanks.
Wow. Legend.
Money Pit.
Legend.
Money Pit
is your winner.
Oh
my God, dude, of all the movies, I cannot believe. That fucking finale was crazy.
That's why we do a debate, folks.
That scene in the movie of him just walking on the floor.
If y'all have not seen Bachelor Party, y'all need to look that up. It's definitely not for kids, so don't have kids around. Well, I'm thinking that Rock's probably never seen it.
Nope.
Yeah, cause, I mean, that's a whole dude.
No, he's nothing
about a Bachelor Party. And let me tell you what, it is fucking 80s fucking adult. What the fuck is going on right now? It was fucking hysterical, and it's basically what made Tom Hanks popular. Like, he had so many movies that. But he really cleaned up his act, you know? Huh?
I think the Money Pit did that.
No, Money Pit was way later when he was banging them out. Like, he was banging out all these little movies in between all the big ones and stuff. But that's what I'm saying. It was like he did that Bachelor Party, and that was definitely like an HBO late night rated R movie. Titties, cursing, you know what I'm saying? They got hookers and fuck. It's all about a bachelor party and drugs. But he never did anything like that afterwards. Like, it was all like the burbs and the. You know what I'm saying? Like, he never did any filthy stuff.
And that's why it didn't really make him, because no one ever talks about that movie.
Yeah. As you guys know, it is one of his, it is a movie that made him. But that's what I'm saying. Didn't mean he had to go and be filthy and stuff. He was just funny in it. He wasn't necessarily that bad, but it was all the shit that was going on. So I think he was just a clean cut comic. And you know what I'm saying? Hey, you get to star in a movie, you're not going to turn them down, and you're young. That's a cult classic, man.
His son's a good actor, too.
There you go. That'll do it for Seabury Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunlight Russell Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rack is live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Friday, it's GM Battles, 10 p.m. Eastern. Next Saturday, it's WTR Game Night, 10 p.m. Eastern, followed by another edition of CB Radio. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GUE, at King Kids, at Lone Jumper, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts, sub.
I did have a question. I had a question for Brett, but now I damn forgot about it. I don't know. Watch Fallout. It was badass. If you haven't watched it yet, probably be pretty confusing if you've never played a Fallout game. But yeah, that show is fucking awesome. X-Men 97. If you're not watching that, definitely.
I'm waiting for all the episodes to come out so I can just binge.
There's five of them out now, and it goes hard, dude. You should just probably watch this five now so you can, like, ease into the ending, because this shit is going so hard, man. Like, it picks right up from where they left off, and you could definitely tell the difference in the vibe. Like, it ain't, you know, like the little after-school kids cartoon anymore.
To watch the last couple episodes of the previous X-Men series to kind of get myself into it, or can I just pick it up from the...
I mean, you can just pick it up, because the first episode basically, like, wraps up and, you know, kind of, like, talks about what all happened, you know, when Professor X dies, and, you know, kind of goes, like, it, like... So the first episode basically, all like, right, wraps better... up the old episode, and then, like, the second episode basically, like, launches what's going to be going on, so... Not really. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, it probably wouldn't hurt to watch, like, the very last episode just to see, just to remember. But you don't have to. Like, it does kind of rehash what happened. And why, you know what I'm saying? So you could just jump right into it. Oh. But then, I'm telling you, man, this last episode, I was like, I don't want to say too much, but it had me all fucking teared up. I'm like, I can't believe they're doing this to us. Not again. But yeah, no, they're doing real good. Invincible was badass too. That show's really good. I know House of Dragon is coming out, and something. There's another show that's supposed to be coming out, but Bad Batch is really good. If you're following that, that's a good show. I've been watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm on season 4 of that. So that's kind of cool. Something, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. and shit. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I know it was my last thought, but hey, that's my last thought.
Final thought, Rob.
Is It Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Rock?
No.
No.
Alrighty, folks. Well, I hope everyone had a wonderful week, and hopefully the next week will be even better for you guys. As you know, it is still listener appreciation, quarter, as our Presidente is still not here. At this point, he will probably be hosting a radio show with the amount of time that he needs to make up. But hey, we're all for that.
Yeah, he'll be back eventually.
Yeah, maybe. Alrighty, well, stay safe out there. We'll see you next week. Did anything important happen last weekend in wrestling?
Nope.
I want to say I thought there was going to be, but I didn't hear any kind of news or any kind of announcements about that, Rock.
It was cool. It was pretty good. I mean, weren't the best WrestleManias, but, you know, the main events were kind of cool. I enjoyed them.
And you can listen last week's C. Burrito as we talked all about it.
That's all anyway. I know you don't want to talk about it because of that reason. He's like, you want to hear about it? Go back and listen.
Go back and listen. Everybody's done this twice. Brent.
The Cody Rhodes one, Rob, and it was pretty fucking cool.
It was sarcasm, Sub. It was a lot of sarcasm in that. Okay. It was sarcasm.
My favorite thing was Damian Priest. Like, Drew getting in his face, all CM Punk attacking him, and then Drew coming out and cashing. Or Damian, I was like, fuck yeah, dude, it's about time. He's had that fucking Money in the Bank. I thought he was going to keep it till the next Money in the Bank.
See, it didn't take effect, Rock, because I didn't say / S.
Yeah.
So, you know.
He didn't get it. He just didn't get it. Brent, final thought.
So, some stuff happened last week, last weekend, and then something happened earlier this week. And if you want to hear some thoughts about it, tune in tomorrow night on WTR, because there's going to be some opinions about what happened. Also, don't forget, next week we've got, a pay-per-view on Sunday, so you know what that means on Saturday night. It's Excalibur Challenge time! Yay.
How many matches is this one, like 32?
Oh, we don't know yet. They're still building it.
So what are we up to right now?
We don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, this has been C. Burrito live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday night. 11:30 p.m. Long Day Hours on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. And
CBRadioLive.com.
Wild Talk Radio.